Welcome to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here, British trained GP and director of first aid training and health education company Health First. In this show, I'm talking about meningitis, what causes it, a symptoms checklist, its treatment, and what we can do to prevent it. The brain and spinal cord are covered by a protective lining called the meninges. Meningitis happens if these meninges become inflamed, and the inflammation can be caused by bacteria, viruses, and rarely fungal infections and tuberculosis. Viral meningitis is the most common. It's usually less serious, with most people recovering fully with no long-term problems. Bacterial meningitis is less common, but it's the one that's talked about the most in the media due to the serious nature of the illness that it causes. Most cases of bacterial meningitis are caused by the bacterium Neisseria meningitidis, also known as meningococcus. In Switzerland each year, there are around 60 cases of severe meningococcal meningitis declared. How do you catch it? Well, 10 to 15% of the European population carry this bacteria in their nose and throat, where it causes no harm. These carriers, or an unwell person, can pass on the infection to others through intimate contact, coughing, or sneezing. We don't fully understand why the bacteria live harmlessly in the body of carriers, but cause serious infection in others. People most at risk of developing meningococcal meningitis are the under fives, and then adolescents between the ages of 15 and 19. In terms of meningitis symptoms, the classic ones to look out for in older children and adults are high fever, headache, a stiff neck, and also photophobia, a dislike of bright lights. The person may also complain of muscle and joint pains, appear drowsy or confused, and start vomiting. In babies, look for a high fever with paradoxically cold hands and feet, excessive crying, fast breathing, difficulty feeding, drowsiness and irritability. With meningococcal meningitis, a typical rash is common. It usually starts as small red or purple spots that can develop anywhere on the body. The spots can get bigger and become blotchy, looking a bit like bruises. The key thing about these spots is that they don't fade away when you press on them. They're non-blanching. Test for this using a clear glass tumbler. Press the side of the glass on the skin over some of the spots. If they don't fade and you can still see the spots through the glass, immediate medical help is needed. Call 144 for an ambulance. But not everyone with meningitis develops a rash. As I mentioned, the rash is typical of meningococcal infection and usually indicates that the bacteria have entered the person's bloodstream and started to spread around their body. We call this septicemia. The key thing with all types of meningitis is to be alert to the symptoms and seek urgent medical attention if you're concerned. The sooner a person with meningitis is treated, the better their chance of full recovery. Blood tests and a lumbar puncture, taking a sample of the fluid that bathes the brain and spinal cord at the base of the spine, can help to confirm the diagnosis of meningitis and look for the bacteria, virus, or other bug that's causing the infection. If bacterial meningitis is suspected, antibiotics are prescribed. As antibiotics don't kill viruses, if it does turn out to be a viral meningitis, antibiotics are usually stopped to leave the body's own immune system to fight off the infection. In terms of prevention, there are vaccines available that can help protect against some of the causes of meningitis. Some of these vaccines are offered as part of the routine vaccination schedule in Switzerland, and others as complementary vaccinations. That's all we have time for today. To catch this show again and others, find the podcasts at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.